Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know, those of you out there who are looking for serious data power, but without the crazy price tag.
Yeah, the hidden gems out there.
We're going to unlock one of those gems today. We're diving deep into Google Sheets. But not just Google Sheets as you know it.
Yeah, you're thinking basic spreadsheets, right?
Totally.
Well, hold on to your hats, folks, because we're about to turn Google Sheets into a full-blown data powerhouse.
A data powerhouse. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It's all about this secret weapon, Google Apps Script.
Apps Script. Okay. I've heard the name, but I'll be honest, I always thought that was for like serious coders, you know?
You don't have to be a coding whiz to use it, I promise. It's actually way more user-friendly than you think.
So walk me through this. What exactly is Apps Script and what does it do for my spreadsheets?
Well, think of it like this. Apps Script lets you inject your spreadsheets with some serious code JavaScript, to be exact.
Okay, so we're talking about automating tasks,
mm-hmm.
pulling data from all sorts of places, mm-hmm. basically turning Google Sheets into something it's not.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. It's free.
Free. Huh. Okay, now you're speaking my language. But before we get too deep into the how-to, let's talk about the why.
Sure.
Why is data management such a big deal these days? I mean, it seems like everyone's talking about data, but I'm not sure I get it.
Well, it's because data is everywhere. Every business, big or small, no matter what industry, relies on data to make decisions.
Okay, I can see that. But what's the catch?
The catch is that for data to be useful, it needs to be clean. Like, imagine trying to bake a cake with rotten eggs and moldy flour. It's just not going to work.
So we're talking about consistent formats, no duplicates, all that good stuff.
Yeah, data cleaning.
Yeah.
It's the foundation of good data management.
Okay, that makes sense. We've all been there staring at a spreadsheet full of typos, wondering if we can trust the information.
Right, and it's not just about being tidy. It's about making sure that the information we're using is accurate and reliable.
So high stakes then.
Absolutely. And that's where Apps Script comes in, like a data knight in shining armor.
Okay, I'm listening.
Let's say you're a market research firm drowning in a sea of survey responses.
Been there.
You've got data coming in from all over the place in different languages, different formats. It's a mess.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It can be. But Apps Script can swoop in and handle all those common data cleaning challenges.
Okay, now we're talking. Give me some examples. What kind of magic can Apps Script do?
Well, first up, duplicate entries. Apps Script can identify those pesky duplicates based on things like email addresses or unique IDs, and poof, they're gone.
So no more manually scrolling through thousands of rows hoping I catch them all.
Exactly. And remember those date formats that never seem to match up?
Ugh, don't even get me started.
Apps Script can wrangle them into a single consistent format, making your analysis so much easier.
Music to my ears. Okay, what about missing data? Those blank cells that always seem to pop up at the worst possible time?
No problem. Apps Script can flag those incomplete rows so you know exactly where your attention is needed.
It's like having a data detective on my team. Awesome.
It is, and we're just getting started. It can also tackle typos, making sure your data is clean and reliable, and get this, even language barriers are no match for Apps Script. It can tap into Google Translate to standardize everything into a single language.
Hold on. It can translate entire spreadsheets.
You bet. Imagine going from weeks of manual data cleaning to just a few hours.
I'm sold. But you mentioned that data cleaning was just the tip of the iceberg. What else can this magical tool do?
Oh, so much more. We can dive into dynamic dashboards that update in real time or pulling in data from external sources like financial markets or even social media.
Wait, we can connect our spreadsheets to livestock prices. My mind is officially blown.
It's pretty amazing what you can do.
Yeah.
And remember all of this power without the hefty price tag of those fancy data tools.
Okay, I'm officially on board with Apps Script. But let's get down to brass tacks. Can you give us some real-world examples of how this is being used across different industries?
Absolutely. Let's start with market research since we touched on that earlier.
Yeah.
One of the biggest challenges they face is, you guessed it, messy survey data.
Makes sense.
They often need to clean and analyze huge data sets quickly, and manual methods just don't cut it.
Yeah, it's 2024. Who has time for manual data entry?
Exactly. So picture this. A market research firm, we'll call them XYZ Insights, is running a massive survey with thousands of responses pouring in from around the world.
Okay, I'm picturing typos, galore dates in every format imaginable and enough duplicate entries to make your head spin.
You got it. And to make matters worse, they have responses in multiple languages, which makes analysis a nightmare. In the past, XYZ Insights would have had a team of analysts manually cleaning all this data, which could take days, even weeks.
I can feel the ice train already.
But with AppScript, they were able to automate the entire process. They wrote scripts to remove duplicates, standardize dates, flag incomplete responses, and even translate those multilingual responses into English.
So they basically built a data cleaning dream team powered by AppScript.
Exactly. And the impact was huge. Data cleaning time went from days to just a few hours. That's a massive increase in efficiency, not to mention the cost savings.
I bet those analysts were thrilled.
They were. And because those scripts are reusable, they can apply them to future surveys, making the whole process even more streamlined.
Okay, that's one impressive example.
Mm.
But what about other industries? How is AppScript being used in, say, healthcare?
Healthcare is another great example. Accurate patient data is critical for everything from diagnoses to treatment plans to insurance claims.
Yeah, even a small error in patient data could have serious consequences.
Absolutely. One of the biggest challenges healthcare organizations face is inconsistent patient data. You might have variations in name spellings, different address formats, or even missing crucial information like medical history.
And I'm guessing this inconsistency comes from data being collected from all sorts of different places, doctors' offices, hospitals, labs. It's a lot to keep track of.
You're right. And that's where AppScript steps in. Let's say a hospital wants to make sure that all patient records are consistent and up to date. They can use AppScript to create a system that automatically flags any inconsistencies or missing information.
So AppScript is acting like a data detective, making sure everything is in order.
Precisely. It can check for things like correct name spellings, complete addresses, and even identify missing medical history that needs to be filled in.
By catching these errors early on, hospitals can prevent potential problems down the line, which is huge for patient safety.
Exactly. And it also helps healthcare organizations comply with regulations and avoid those costly mistakes.
It's incredible how much impact a tool like this can have on something as complex as healthcare.
It really is. And the beauty of it is that AppScript can be tailored to fit the specific needs of any healthcare organization, big or small.
All right, so we've seen market research, we've seen healthcare, but let's shift gears to our final industry spotlight, retail. I'm guessing clean data is pretty important when it comes to things like managing inventory and understanding customer behavior.
You bet. Retailers rely heavily on data to track sales, manage inventory, and personalize their marketing. But keeping all that data clean and organized can be a major headache.
Yeah, with so many products, transactions, and customer interactions happening every day, I can see how things could get messy fast.
They do. One common issue is duplicate customer profiles.
Ah, yes. The dreaded duplicates.
Think about all the different ways people interact with a retailer these days. Online stores, mobile apps, loyalty programs. It's easy for customers to end up with multiple accounts, especially if they're shopping across different channels.
And I bet those duplicate profiles can cause a lot of problems when it comes to things like personalized marketing and customer service.
Absolutely. If a retailer doesn't realize a customer has multiple accounts, they might end up sending duplicate marketing emails or providing conflicting information. It's not a great customer experience.
So how can AppScript help retailers tackle this duplicate dilemma?
It can be used to build a system that automatically identifies and merges those duplicate profiles. It compares key identifiers like email addresses, phone numbers, purchase history to determine if multiple profiles belong to the same person, and then it merges them into a single unified profile.
So no more duplicate emails, no more confusing information, just happy, well-informed customers.
Exactly, and that's just one example. Another common issue for retailers is inconsistent product data.
Oh yeah, I've definitely experienced that as a shopper. Conflicting product information online is super frustrating.
It is. And it can hurt retailers, too. Inaccurate product descriptions can lead to customer confusion returns and ultimately lost sales.
So how does AppScript come to the rescue in this scenario?
It can be used to create a system that validates and standardizes all that product data. It can make sure descriptions are complete and accurate sizes and colors are consistent across all platforms, and SKUs are unique and properly formatted.
It's like having a data quality control expert on staff, making sure everything is in tip-top shape.
Precisely. And it leads to a better customer experience, too. When shoppers trust the information they're seeing, they're more likely to buy and less likely to return items.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Okay.
I'm convinced AppScript can clearly handle a wide range of data challenges. It's pretty amazing how versatile it is.
It really is. And the best part is it's accessible to everyone. You don't need a huge IT budget or a team of data scientists to get started.
I like the sound of that. But before we move on, there's one more thing I want to touch on. The buzzword of the moment, AI.
Ah, yes, AI. Everyone's talking about it.
We've talked about automation, but how can AppScript be used to bring the power of AI into our spreadsheets?
That's a great question, and it's one of the most exciting developments in data management today. By combining AppScript with AI, we can take things to a whole new level. We can start creating intelligent workflows that can analyze, predict, and even make decisions.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more.
One of the most powerful ways to integrate AI with AppScript is by tapping into Google Cloud Platform, or GCP.
GCP,
Right.
right. So what exactly is GCP and how does it relate to AppScript?
GCP is like this massive toolbox of cloud computing services, including some really powerful AI and machine learning tools.
Okay, so we're talking about using our spreadsheets to do things like predicting trends, analyzing sentiment, maybe even composing a symphony. Okay, maybe that last one's a stretch, but you get the idea.
Well, maybe not a symphony. But we can definitely analyze sentiment. Remember Google Cloud's natural language API we talked about earlier? That's one of the key players in bringing AI to AppScript.
Right, so a quick recap for our listeners. Google Cloud Platform offers a whole suite of AI and machine learning services, and we can access those services directly from our spreadsheets using AppScript. It's like having a direct line to a team of AI experts ready to crunch our data and give us insights.
Exactly. Let's say you're a marketing manager and you want to know how customers feel about your new product. You've got mountains of data, social media comments, online reviews, survey responses. Manually reading through all that would take forever.
Yeah, and it's easy to get lost in the individual comments and lose sight of the bigger picture.
With AppScript and the natural language API, you can automate that sentiment analysis. Just write a simple script that sends all that customer feedback to the API, and you'll get back a sentiment score for each piece of text, positive, negative, or neutral.
So instead of spending hours reading every comment, you get a data-driven view of how customers feel. That's incredibly valuable.
It is, and you can aggregate those scores to understand the overall sentiment for your product. This helps you make smarter decisions about your marketing, your product development, your customer support.
It's like we're taking the guesswork out of marketing and replacing it with data-driven insights. Amazing. But sentiment analysis is just one example. What other AI superpowers can we unlock with AppScript?
Another powerful area is anomaly detection. Let's say you're a financial analyst hunting for fraudulent transactions. You've got a massive spreadsheet with transaction data, but finding those suspicious patterns manually is a nightmare.
Yeah, fraudsters are getting more sophisticated, so those traditional rule-based systems often miss those subtle red flags.
Exactly. But by combining AppScript with Google Cloud's machine learning, you can build a much more powerful and adaptable anomaly detection system. You can train a machine learning model on your historical transaction data and then use AppScript to send new transactions to that model for analysis.
So the model is constantly learning and evolving, getting better at spotting those potential fraud cases.
Precisely. And the best part, you don't need to be a data scientist or a machine learning expert to do this. AppScript and Google Cloud make AI surprisingly accessible.
This is incredible. We're giving financial analysts superpowers. But let's not forget about other industries. How can AppScript and AI be used in marketing or customer service?
Well, let's take marketing for example. You're a marketing manager and you want to understand how customers feel about your brand.
Yeah.
You've collected a ton of feedback from surveys, social media reviews, and more, but reading through it all manually would take forever.
Yeah, and it's easy to get bogged down in the negative comments and lose sight of the positive ones.
Exactly. Instead of reading everything manually, you can use AppScript to send that data to Google Cloud's natural language API.
And that API will analyze the sentiment of each comment and give us an overall sentiment score.
You got it. So instead of relying on gut feeling, you get a data-driven view of how customers actually feel.
This is mind-blowing. We've gone from simple data cleaning to AI-powered sentiment analysis all within a spreadsheet.
It's amazing how much power is packed into these tools, and we're really just scratching the surface of what's possible with AppScript and AI. As AI evolves, the possibilities for data analysis and automation will only become more exciting.
I can't wait to see what the future holds. But for now, I think it's time for a quick break. We've covered a lot of ground from the basics of Google Apps Script to the transformative power of AI. We'll be back soon to explore even more ways to unlock the power of your data with Apps Script.
Stay tuned. We got some really cool stuff coming up.
All right, folks, we'll be right back.
You know, we've been talking a lot about how AppScript can really help us, like, clean our data and automate those boring tasks and even use AI.
Yeah, super powerful stuff.
But there's another piece of this data puzzle that we haven't really touched on yet, and that's visualizations.
Visualizations. You mean like charts and graphs?
Yeah.
You gotta be honest, I always thought those were more for like presentations, you know, making things look pretty, not really for serious data analysis.
I get where you're coming from, but visualizations aren't just about aesthetics. They're about making data easier to understand and helping us see patterns and trends that we might miss if we're just staring at rows and columns of numbers.
Okay, I'm starting to see the light. So a picture's worth 1,000 data points.
Exactly. And when it comes to data visualization, dashboards are king. They give you the central hub, this visual overview of all your key metrics all in one place.
Dashboards. Okay, that sounds kind of cool, but also a little intimidating. I always thought building a dashboard would require some fancy software or design skills.
Nope, not at all. That's the beauty of Google Sheets and AppScript. You can actually build these really powerful and dynamic dashboards right within Google Sheets. And AppScript can handle a lot of the heavy lifting, especially when it comes to keeping those dashboards updated with the latest data.
Wait, hold on. We can build dashboards in Google Sheets. I thought that was only possible with those expensive business intelligence tools.
Not anymore. Google Sheets has come a long way. It has some pretty impressive built-in charting and visualization tools. You can create all sorts of charts, graphs, tables to represent your data visually. And with a little creativity, you can arrange those elements into a dashboard that's both informative and easy on the eyes.
Okay, I'm intrigued. But how does AppScript fit into all of this? Does it like magically generate charts for us?
Not magically. But it does a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, especially when it comes to connecting your dashboard to live data feeds. Remember how AppScript can pull in data from external sources?
Right.
That's where it really shines.
So we can connect our dashboards to things like Google Analytics, and they'll update automatically whenever new data comes in. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. No more manually copying and pasting data every 5 seconds.
Exactly. Let's say you're tracking your website traffic. You can use AppScript to connect your dashboard to Google Analytics, and it will automatically update with the latest data. You'll see things like page views, bounce rates, top performing content, all without lifting a finger.
Okay, I'm starting to see the possibilities here.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get specific. Can you walk me through how a business would actually build a dashboard using these tools? Like, give me this step by step.
Sure. Let's imagine a small e-commerce business that sells handmade jewelry online.
Okay.
They want to create a dashboard to track their key performance indicators or KPIs.
KPIs.
Things like total sales conversion rate, average order value, top selling products, and customer acquisition cost.
Okay. Yeah. I can see how having all that information in one place would be super helpful for a business owner. So where do they even begin?
Well, the first step is to gather all the data they need.
Mm.
For some KPIs, like total sales, the data might already be in a Google Sheet. But for others, like conversion rate, they might need to pull data from external sources like Google Analytics.
And that's where AppScript soups in.
Exactly. They would use AppScript to pull in all that data from those different sources and get it into their spreadsheet. It's like building a data pipeline.
I like it. Okay, so now they've got all their data in one place. What's next?
Now they can start creating visualizations. They can use Google Sheets' built-in charting tools to create charts, graphs, and tables for each of their KPIs. They can choose the chart type that best represents each data point and customize the look and feel to make it all visually appealing.
So they're building individual charts for each KPI. But how do they bring it all together into a cohesive dashboard? It can't just be a random jumble of charts, right?
Right. That's where the design element comes in. They can arrange the charts on a separate sheet within their Google Sheet, creating a layout that's visually appealing and easy to understand at a glance. Think of it like designing a mini website, but for your data.
So they're basically creating a custom dashboard tailored specifically to their business needs. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But what about keeping it updated?
Hmm.
We talked about AppScript automating the updates, but how does that actually work?
It all comes down to triggers. Remember those AppScript functions we wrote to pull in data from external sources? Well, we can set those functions to run on a regular schedule using something called triggers.
Triggers. So like a time-based trigger that says run this script every hour or every day.
Exactly. You can set a trigger to run those data fetching scripts as often as you need to. When the scripts run, they update the corresponding cells in your spreadsheet with the latest data.
Okay, so the data is being refreshed behind the scenes.
Mm.
But what about the dashboard itself? Does it magically update too?
It does. The charts in your dashboard are linked to those data cells. So whenever the data updates, the charts update automatically. It's all seamless.
No manual intervention required. It's like magic.
It kind of is. So now our jewelry business owner has a dashboard that's constantly pulling in the latest data and updating in real time. It's a live snapshot of their business performance.
That's so cool. But let's be realistic.
Yeah.
Not everyone is a coder, even if it's just simple JavaScript. Are there ways to create dashboards in Google Sheets without having to write any code at all?
Absolutely. One option is to use a template. There are tons of free and paid Google Sheets dashboard templates available online. Just do a quick Google search and you'll find a ton of options.
So you find a template that fits your needs, copy it into your Google Drive, and just replace the sample data with your own data. Sounds easy enough.
It is. And a lot of these templates come with pre-built charts and formatting, so you don't even have to worry about the design aspect. It's a quick and easy way to create a professional-looking dashboard without any coding.
Okay, that's great. But what if you can't find a template that perfectly matches your needs? Is there another way to build a dashboard without coding?
You bet. There are also a number of add-ons for Google Sheets that can help you build dashboards without writing any code.
Add-ons.
Yeah. They're basically like little apps that live within Google Sheets and give you extra functionality without having to code anything.
Interesting. So what are some of the popular add-ons for building dashboards?
Some popular ones include Supermetrics, Data Studio, and Sheeko. They all have their pros and cons, so it's worth trying out a few to see which one fits your needs best.
Wow. So many options. It sounds like building a dashboard is a lot more accessible than I initially thought.
Mm-hmm.
But before we move on, I want to touch on something we talked about earlier, making data accessible to everyone.
Right. Data literacy.
Exactly. It shouldn't be something that only people with coding skills can understand and use. How can we make sure that these tools are accessible to everyone, regardless of their technical skills or resources?
That's a really important point. We need to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to learn about data and how to use it effectively. One way to do that is to provide resources and training that are accessible to everyone, regardless of their background.
Right. And we'll be sure to include some of those resources in the show notes for this episode.
Perfect. Another important step is to focus on developing more user-friendly tools and interfaces that make it easy for anyone to interact with data and create visualizations. Those no-code dashboard add-ons we talked about earlier are a great example of that.
Yeah, those add-ons are definitely a game changer. But what about the future? Do you think we'll see even more user-friendly data tools emerging?
Absolutely. As AI technologies continue to advance, we'll see even more intuitive and user-friendly data tools. Tools that can anticipate our needs and guide us through the process of analyzing and visualizing data. We're moving towards a future where anyone, regardless of their technical skills, can harness the power of data.
That's exciting. It sounds like the future of data is all about making it more accessible and empowering everyone to make data-driven decisions.
I think so. And it's important to remember that the goal of data visualization isn't just to create pretty charts and graphs. It's about turning data into actionable insights that can help us make better decisions and solve real-world problems.
Dashboards should be more than just eye candy. They should be tools that help us understand our data, identify trends, and make informed decisions.
Exactly. And with Google Sheets and apps, script creating those powerful and insightful dashboards is easier than you might think. Whether you're a small business owner, a marketing manager, a financial analyst, or just someone who's curious about data, these tools are at your fingertips, ready to help you unlock the power of your data.
All right, folks, get ready for the grand finale, because in our last segment, we're going to explore the exciting frontier of AI-powered data management with Google Apps Script. We'll dive into real-world use cases across different industries and see how AI is revolutionizing the way we approach data analysis and automation. Okay, we're back. And, you know, we spent this whole deep dive talking about AppScript and how it can really do a lot with our data.
Right, from cleaning it up to automating tasks.
Yeah, and building dashboards.
Uh-huh.
But now it's time to talk about the really cool stuff.
The stuff that makes you go, whoa.
Exactly. AI integration.
Like giving your spreadsheets a brain, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
We're talking about going beyond just automating those boring tasks and actually making our spreadsheets intelligent.
And one of the coolest ways to do that is by combining AppScript with Google Cloud Platform, or GCP.
Right, GCP. Now, right. We touched on this a bit earlier, but for those who might not remember, can you give us a quick refresher?
Sure thing. So GCP is basically this massive collection of cloud computing services. And among those services, you'll find some super powerful AI and machine learning tools.
So what you're saying is we can tap into all that AI goodness directly from our spreadsheets.
You got it. AppScript makes it possible to connect your Google Sheets to GCP and all those amazing AI services.
It's like having a team of AI experts at your beck and call.
Right there in your spreadsheet.
Okay, I am officially mind-blowing. But let's get specific. What are some real-world examples of how people are actually using AppScript and AI together?
Well, imagine you're a marketing manager and you're trying to figure out how customers feel about your new product launch.
Yeah.
You've got tons of data, social media, comments, online reviews, survey responses. But who has time to read through all of that manually?
No one.
Exactly. It would take forever. Plus, it's hard to stay objective when you're wading through all those individual comments.
True. You might get stuck on a few negative ones and miss the overall sentiment.
Right. So instead of doing it manually, you can use AppScript and Google Cloud's Natural Language API to automate the entire sentiment analysis
Oh,
process.
yeah, we talked about the Natural Language API earlier.
So you just write a little script that sends all that customer feedback to the API, and boom, you get back a sentiment score for each piece of text, positive, negative, neutral.
So instead of spending hours reading every comment, you get a data-driven view of customer sentiment.
And it's way more objective because it's not influenced by your own feelings.
I love it. So you can actually see the big picture and make informed decisions about your marketing strategy.
Exactly. But sentiment analysis is just one example. We can also use AppScript and AI for things like anomaly detection.
Anomaly detection. That sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
Let's say you're a financial analyst and you're tasked with finding those sneaky, fraudulent transactions hiding in your data.
Ooh, a data detective.
Right. You've got this huge spreadsheet with thousands of transactions, but finding those suspicious patterns manually is next to impossible.
And those fraudsters are getting more sophisticated all the time.
They are. So those old school rule-based systems just can't keep up.
So how does AI help?
By combining AppScript with Google Cloud's machine learning capabilities, you can create a much more powerful and adaptable anomaly detection system.
Okay, I'm listening.
You start by training a machine learning model on your historical transaction data.
So it can learn what normal transactions look like.
Exactly. Then you use AppScript to automatically send new transactions to that model for analysis.
So it's like having an AI watchdog constantly monitoring your data for any suspicious activity.
Precisely. And the system is constantly learning and improving, so it gets better and better at spotting those subtle red flags that might indicate fraud.
That is so cool. But I gotta be honest, this AI stuff still feels a little intimidating to me. I'm not a data scientist or a coder, so building something like that seems pretty out of reach.
I totally get it. But that's the amazing thing about AppScript and Google Cloud. They make AI surprisingly accessible. You don't need to be a coding whiz to harness the power of these tools.
Seriously. So even someone like me, who's more comfortable with spreadsheets than code, could potentially build an AI-powered anomaly detection system.
Absolutely. Google provides tons of documentation, tutorials, and even pre-built code samples to help you get started.
No way. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So we're really talking about democratizing AI, making it accessible to anyone who wants to use it.
Exactly. And as these technologies continue to evolve, we're going to see even more innovative and user-friendly AI applications emerging.
Okay, now I'm really excited. What kind of possibilities are we talking about?
Well, imagine spreadsheets that can automatically summarize long documents, translate languages in real time, or even generate code based on your instructions.
Whoa, that sounds like something out of a science fiction movie spreadsheets that can think, learn, and create.
It's mind-blowing, right? And it's all becoming possible thanks to the power of AI and Google Apps Script.
So, for our listeners who are ready to jump in and start experimenting with AI-powered AppScript, what are some practical first steps they can take?
Well, a great place to start is by exploring Google Cloud Platform and getting familiar with all the AI and machine learning services they offer. Google has amazing documentation and tutorials that are really easy to follow, even if you have zero experience with AI.
Perfect. And we'll be sure to include links to those resources in our show notes.
Awesome. Once you have a basic understanding of GCP, the next step is to start thinking about how you can apply AI to your own work or life. Are there any tasks you could automate with AI? Are there any data insights you'd love to uncover?
I love that. It's all about thinking about your data in a new way through an AI lens.
Exactly. And once you have an idea, don't be afraid to experiment. AppScript makes it super easy to connect to Google Cloud's AI services, and there are tons of sample scripts and tutorials to guide you along the way.
So basically, what you're saying is embrace your inner data scientist and start playing around with these powerful AI tools.
Exactly. Who knows? You might just stumble upon a game-changing solution to a problem you've been struggling with.
I love it. Well, folks, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Google AppScript. I gotta say, this has been an incredible journey.
It has. We've gone from the basics of data cleaning to building dynamic dashboards to harnessing the power of AI.
And through it all, we've seen how Google AppScript is making data management, analysis, and automation more accessible than ever before.
No matter who you are or what you do, data can help you make better decisions and achieve your goals.
So go forth, explore your data, and see what you can create with AppScript.
Until next time, happy automating.
Bye, everyone.